of Jesus. Here's a really old one. Let's see if we remember this. Oh Lord, my God, when I in lost
I'll bring the
Praise the Lord.
How great thou art.
Yes.
What a great old hymn of the church. Why don't you stand? Get the blood flowing. Good to be in the house of the Lord this Sunday morning. Do ask your continued prayers upon the elder brother and sister Kellum. They are traveling, and many of you know she lost a sister, and so they are with family. We want to continue to lift them up and pray that God would be a comfort and help in that situation. So glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. A lot of places you could be, but you chose to be here. And I believe that in having the faith to believe that being in the house of the Lord is where I need to be, that I am rewarded for doing so, that my life is enriched by His Word, by time and spending opportunity with my brothers and sisters in the Lord to be encouraged, to be strengthened. And so we're going to look at that a little bit this morning. I want to start out by asking a question. What do you believe is the most important attribute of someone who's endeavoring to serve God? Anybody? Brother Al? Obedience? All right. Sister Christy? Faithfulness? Anybody else? Sister Sue Ann? An attitude? All right. All very good. Brother Al, you got another one? There's two? Top two? Thankfulness. All right. All these go hand in hand. I want you, if you have your Bibles, to turn in them to Hebrews chapter number 11. Those of you that know what Hebrews chapter 11 is, you will probably already understand where I'm going to be going and what our lesson is going to be upon this morning. We are in lesson 9. We did have to switch around a little bit because of scheduling and people that were not able to be here this morning. So we had to kind of skip ahead a little bit, but that's okay. It's not really following any chronological order or anything. It's just different topics throughout the lessons that we have been talking upon. But this morning, it is entitled God's Word for Today about Heroes of Faith. Heroes of Faith. I don't know about you, but I believe, and the Bible lets us know that the words that I want to hear at the very end, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want to be faithful. I want to be faithful. Hebrews chapter 11, known as the chapter of the heroes of faith. We're going to start and read down through verse 6 and then skip ahead through verse number 32. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Everybody say, obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by God, so that the things which are seen were made of things which do not appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God hath translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony. Boy, what I would give to have that same testimony. That he pleased God. That he pleased God. But without faith, many of us know this verse, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, if you skip down to verse number 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth, and these all having obtained a good report. Everybody say, obtained a good report. having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Two times in Hebrews chapter number 11, this phrase is mentioned, both at the beginning and near the end of that chapter. The Bible says, obtained a good report. You may be seated. There are many different accolades given to the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter number 11. How that they quenched fire of lions. They did all these different things, these great exploits of faith in which these men and women mentioned in Hebrews chapter number 11, they are what we term the heroes of faith. They do great things. They have exploits. They are faithful people in the sense that they rely upon their faith in God to do certain things. But there is only one thing. Out of all the accolades and all the things that are mentioned in Hebrews chapter number 11, all the accomplishments, the things that they did, subduing kingdoms, and all these things that are mentioned there in Hebrews chapter 11, there is one thing that is mentioned both at the beginning and both at the end. It is that they obtained a good report through faith. So more than anything else, yes, certainly I'd love to be one that would have the testimony that I stopped the mouth of a lion, that I was able through the power of God to overcome and subdue kingdoms and wax valiant in fight. I would love to have all those accolades attributed to my life. And when my life was over and it was said and done, that people would look back on that, on my life, and say, through God, he did great things and had great exploits. However, if those things were said of me, that I was able to do those things, but in the end, it could not be said of me that I had a good report, then I would have failed. Think about that for a minute. Might it be that in Hebrews chapter 11, after giving all these accomplishments and telling all that these people have done and what they have experienced and what they have been able to go through, the one remaining factor that is there at the beginning and at the end is that they obtained a good report. Could it be that the greatest accomplishment of my faith and the greatest accomplishment of your faith is simply that when it is all said and done, we are able to stand before our Maker and we obtain a good report? Well done, thy good and faithful servant. See, faith plays such an important role. It is so paramount in our lives, for as we understand, the Bible tells us whatsoever is not of faith is sin. In other words, the just shall live by faith. We live by faith. It is the very catalyst of what we do in being a Christian. And I know that term is used rather loosely in our society, but I do what I do and I live how I live in the faith that it is pleasing unto God. For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. My faith, first and foremost, believes that there is a God. I'm going to say that again. My faith, first and foremost, believes that there is a God. That I am not just some happenstance. I am not just some freak occurrence of nature that makes me who I am. I am here because I have a creator. I believe in God. Let's face it, if someone will not have faith enough to believe in God, there is no place else I can take them. If they are not willing to join with me in the faith that says, I believe there is a God, then there's no place we can go. There's no other step to take. Until we come to agreement on step one that there is a God, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Not only do I believe that there is a God, I believe that he will reward those who are faithful. I believe that he will reward those who obtain a good report through faith. I know we all want faith to raise the dead and perform miracles, and I'm not making light of that. We would love to have the exploits and the accolades and the accomplishments of these heroes of faith found in Hebrews chapter 11. But what about the faith to survive? What about the faith to persevere? What about the faith to keep going? What about the faith to endure temptation? What about the faith that says, even though this world continually goes away from God, I believe that His way is still the right way? Even though others would choose to do things, other things on Sunday morning, I still believe. My faith has me putting my feet on the floor in the morning, getting up out of bed and putting on my Sunday best and coming to the house of God, because I believe that in doing so, it enriches my life and it helps me live in accordance with His word. And by doing so, one of these days, I'm going to have obtained a good report. That I would be able to stand before my Maker with the assurance I found in Jesus Christ, through confidence not in of myself, not in me, but through Him. By faith, I serve Him. See, that's really what it means to be a superhero of faith. To have obtained a good report. To stand before Him when it's all said and done. I realize Hebrews 11 has long served as a text for many inspiring sermons. Heroes inspire us. They encourage us. They help us to see that if others can do it, if others were able to persevere, if they were able to go through trial and tribulation and trouble, if they were able to endure persecution and torture and all the things that these individuals did in Hebrews chapter number 11, all the things that they went through and they endured, if they can, then I can. And I would hope that we would not look at them separately, that we would not look at them as something or some people who have superhuman attributes above and beyond what God has given unto us. Matter of fact, as we read the end of Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible says, God having provided some better thing for us. If they could do it without the better thing, I feel pretty confident and sure that I can do it with the better thing, that I can, with the power and presence of God, endure temptation. I can make it through the struggle. I can endure. I can obtain a good report through faith. Like the song says, keep believing in what you know is true. Keep believing. You know the Lord will see you through. When troubles rise in your life and you don't know what to do, you'll be fine. Just keep believing. Keep having the faith to press forward. I'm thankful that as we look over Hebrews chapter number 11, and I realize that it was written some time ago, and I would hope that today we would find heroes of faith in our own lives. I don't know, many of you may have seen recently that one of those that I consider to be a hero of faith in our day and age, a man that we lost here recently, a man by the name of missionary Benny DeMerchant, a man who right now they say the revival that is happening in Brazil is as a result of his multiple years of sacrifice and going throughout the country of Brazil. I heard this. I know he's got a couple books, and I want to read those books, but I heard that one of the ways that he was able to evangelize much of the area of Brazil is he was a pilot, and he would go over the different areas that he would find, even some remote villages, and he made all these little fishing lures, and he would attach to these fishing lures a time and a place to meet, that he would be able to tell them how to use these fishing lures to catch fish, and he loved to fish. He was a great fisherman, and so he would drop these lures over this place, and the people of the villages would get these lures, and they would be able to read and decipher the time and place to meet, and then he would meet them at this place, and he would give them instruction on how to use these fishing lures, and then he would give to them the gospel. Then he would tell them of Jesus Christ and what He did for them. And now, in the country of Brazil, Pentecostal revival is happening because Benny DeMerchant is a hero of faith. And I believe that on the other side, he has obtained a good report. What a hero of faith. Faith as an attribute. Faith that we want to see in our lives. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through exercising this faith, the elders, the Bible says, received a good report. Faith catch this. Throughout Hebrews 11, if you read it, there's a phrase that keeps popping out, not seen. They didn't see. Abraham went to a country not knowing where he went. God lead him, called him from Ur of the Chaldees, and Abraham went, not knowing, not seeing, not really understanding, he just followed the voice of God. He was just obedient by faith, and he just followed, and he said, okay, Lord, wherever you lead, I'll go. He didn't see it. And then I begin to think of Moses. The Bible says that he forsook Egypt. Having faith, he forsook Egypt. I begin to think about that. All the pleasures in Egypt, he could see. The riches, the power, the prestige. He could see those things. They were there in front of him. He was raised in the palace. He was raised as royalty. He could see all of those things. He could see how those that were royalty were treated. He could see the power that that people like Pharaoh had when at his word there was death or life. He saw that power. It was there in front of him every day for 40 years. He saw the power, the riches, the glory, the splendor of Egypt. The Bible says he esteemed the reproaches of Christ. He esteemed being with God's people. But wait a second. Moses hasn't seen anything yet. Moses hasn't seen the Lord coming down on Mount Sinai and writing on tablets. Moses hasn't seen these things yet. Moses hasn't seen the Red Sea part and the people walk across. Moses hasn't seen the manna fall from heaven. Moses hasn't seen that their clothes don't wear off their backs and the shoes. He hasn't seen any of these things yet. He's seen everything in Egypt. It's there. But see, faith said there's something greater. Faith said, though I see all of this around me, I believe beyond this that God has something better. Is that at the basis of faith? Is that not what the basis and the foundation of faith truly is? Though I cannot see it, I believe God has something better. I come to church. I live for the Lord. I do as I do, and I pray, and I read my Bible. Why? Because I believe God has something better. What he has available unto me is better than where I'm at. And so Moses was such a magnificent, in my opinion, man of faith, in so much that he saw Egypt all around him. But the Bible says, by faith, he forsook Egypt. So I wonder, the Bible says, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? And so I wonder if in our day and age, the reason why many do not make the choice to forsake Egypt, they do not make the choice to leave this world. They're surrounded by its pleasures. They're surrounded by sin. They're surrounded by all the things that are readily available unto them, that the enemy makes accessible unto them. But they don't have the faith to forsake Egypt. They don't believe that what God has for them is better. But I hope you can find ourselves in the chapter of faith and say, Lord, help me to obtain a good report by faith, to just keep believing that you have something better. You have something better, that we are fully assured that what God has promised, he will fulfill, even to the minutest detail of all the prophetic events and all the promises that he has made. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he is faithful. He will perform He will do those things. And so I keep believing. It's interesting to note that the heroes of faith were unmoved by the surroundings and the events that transpired in their lives. Through their faith, they subdued kingdoms, the Bible says. They wrought righteousness. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. They waxed valiant in fight. Some turned to fight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the miraculous. I'm talking about the unexplainable, the extraordinary. Those things, I don't know, I'm sure that you're aware of it in our day and age. There's such a fascination with the superhuman. The ability to do, go beyond the human scope. To have superhuman ability, to be able to do things that are beyond explanation. And that desire, I believe, is a God-given desire. And so many people try to find this and fulfill this in their life in so many other ways. Lord, help me to desire through you to be strong and do exploits. But more than that, God, more than having all these attributes and having these accolades attached to my life, Lord, help me to obtain a good report through faith. It's when it's all said and done, I'm a good and faithful servant. Certainly our faith is our set of beliefs. We talk about it, it's in our manual, the articles of faith, those beliefs that we have, those yes doctrines and those set of beliefs that we attribute our lives and say we follow these articles of faith. We, as many of you know, if individuals are going to be in leadership in this church, anybody is welcome to come and to worship. And anybody, as we know, you're able to be involved in the experience and you're able to help us involve other people in the experience. But if you're going to be a part of the expression of our faith, if you're going to be in leadership, then there is a requirement that a standard be held to a higher level. Why? Because I am to show forth a set and a standard of beliefs. I know that's not popular. But it shows in my heart an obedience and a willingness to say, and it may not be everything that I agree with. There may be some pastoral preference. There may be some things that pastor teaches about and pastor instructs us in that maybe I don't see the relevancy of it all in my life. But can I see and can I understand that maybe there's a relevancy that has to do with the entire picture? And maybe me being a part of that big picture, a part of that faith, and keeping that standard and maintaining a high level is so that others would be called up and so that others would in themselves desire to be a part of that. Certainly will there be people that are not in leadership that make heaven their home? Certainly. I'm not God. I don't judge people. I don't determine who's saved and who's not saved, who's going to make and who's not making. But maybe, just maybe, the catalyst for me doing some things shouldn't be, well, do I see it all in black and white or do I understand? Maybe, just maybe, the catalyst for me being able to do some things would be that I would be able to obtain a good report. I didn't cause any division. I didn't come against anything. I was able to obtain a good report. That's why the Bible says that we should be careful and we should be obedient. Obey those that have rule over you, for they have watched care for your soul, for they must give an account. I believe that account works both ways. I believe that account, there's an accountability for me as pastor to make sure that what I'm teaching and what I'm preaching aligns with the Word of God, that I'm not just going based upon my opinion or traditions of men, that I'm not going just based upon what I was taught by someone else, but that I go to the Word of God, and I believe that I'm accountable unto God. That's why I tell people all the time, you won't have me preaching on things from which I do not have a lot of Scripture to support, because I'm accountable unto God. I must give an account. for what I've taught and what I've preached from this pulpit and what I've instructed in righteousness. I have to give an account. But also works the other way. Those who've sat under the leadership and the authority that God has placed in you too must give an account. Can I obtain a good report? You see, I gotta think of it in this light. There's people in my life. I have a presbyter that I hope to maintain a good report. Brother Broson, my pastor's in Joliet. He's my presbyter. He's someone that if I have a question, I can call him. Or if I need guidance, I call him. And then I also have a district superintendent. Men that, if you will, that I am accountable to. My father, who is my mentor, I'm accountable. And I want to have obtained a good report. You see, faith is certainly trust and obedience. Faith always produces fruit of loyalty. Faith always produces fruit of loyalty, trust, and obedience. That's why James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. You'll be able to see my faith. It will be displayed in my life. You'll see my faith by my works, what I do, how I live, what I say, what I make my life a party to. You will understand that it is in accordance of obedience to the faith. I believe. The Bible lists a bunch of different men and women there in Hebrews chapter number 11. And I won't take the time. We're nearing the end even now to go through these. But if you have opportunity and you read down through Hebrews chapter number 11, you will see the many men and women that God placed therein through the writer of Hebrews as to be heroes and heroines of faith. Men and women who did great things. Men like Noah, and Moses, and Joseph, even Rahab. The Bible says Rahab the harlot, who obtained a good report through faith. She believed that by hiding those spies and placing that cord outside of her window, she believed. We know, many of us, if you read down, she is in the lineage of Jesus Christ. She obtained a good report. Sarah, who at first laughed, like, can it really be that at this age I'm past my time for women? Could it really be that at this age I'm going to have a child? Yet the Bible says through faith she believed. Abraham believed that his old body, even though as it were dead, the Bible says he believed that if God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Did they waver at times? Certainly. Was their humanity evident? Certainly. But what I find is that they all obtained a good report. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. An important lesson we have to learn from Hebrews chapter number 11. That these people of faith were steadfast. They were consistent. They kept believing. They staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but they kept believing. You see, as I understand it, when I stumble, when I stagger, and when I fall, it is a result of my lack of faith. Not truly believing. But if I can, get back up. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. My faith will keep me going. My faith will have me putting one step in front of the other. My faith will have me raising and rearing my children to love God and go to church and experience Him, my faith. So when it's all said and done and I stand before Him, He looks at me and the record. When it comes to being a good husband, well done, thou good and faithful servant. When it comes to being a father, well done, thou good and faithful servant. When it comes to being a pastor, well done, thou good and faithful. If I never have the accolades, please understand my heart in this. There's great men, and I do not demean this. There's great men who have done great things. They've preached conferences, and they've been main speakers, and they've been highly sought after. But somewhere along the line, they stopped believing. And Lord, you know my heart in this. If any accolades or any accomplishments would ever steer me away from a good report, don't let them happen. I want a good report. I want to be faithful. Can we lift our hands right now?
I have decided to follow.
My faith will keep
Jesus.
Me going. Even when others decide not to go, I made my decision.
To follow
my feet, my faith keeps my feet moving forward. Walking with you, do I stumble? Yes. In my humanity, have I fallen? Certainly. Have I made my share of mistakes? I certainly have.
No turning back.
And faith will keep me pressing forward.
Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided. Us. The world behind us.
If you'd like to find a place to pray,
the cross before
Sunday school class is going to be returning here in just a few moments.
The world behind us.
Hallelujah.
The cross before us. The world behind us. The cross before us. No turning back. Oh, no turning back. Though none go with me, though none go with me, still I will follow. Take this whole world.
Alone. Was silenced at your